Good start to the game for you, but kind of an unfortunate happening afterward that forced you to leave the game. So kind of take us through how the injury happened.
All right, so it was shot from outside, and this then it went over to my right side, and I was going to just a routine move over from my knees over to the top of the other crease, and my right foot got stuck, and I pushed over and kind of fell over it, and then my ankle got injured. We don't really know what's happening with it yet. Probably no more on Monday when I get back home.
Yeah, it was unfortunate. I couldn't tell from where I was. It just looked like you were trying to make a slide over, and then you weren't able to get up. And it kind of looked like you were still waving to the bench going, no, I'm okay, I'm staying in the game.
No, I wasn't really waving at the bench for staying in. I tried to say that I could not stay in. I felt it right away that I could not continue the game. I needed to get off.
So basically for about the last year, it was actually in this building you came on in relief when things weren't going very well. And since that time, you've kind of been in control of the goal crease. What has that whole experience been like for the last year when the team kind of rallied around you at first, and then you kind of became the guy who was driving everything for the team down the stretch last year and into this year?
Like you said, it started in this arena when I got in the third here last year. Of course, I played good for sure last year, but I had a good team around me too. They made me good, and they made me able to do the saves they needed to make. So I can't take all the credit for that. But then going into this year, we have an even better team. So if you look at the shots from this year to last year, it's not more than 20 shots a game, and then it's pretty easy to be a good goalie if you only face 20 shots.
Describe your style, because it seems like you're a little bit unorthodox. So do you have a way to describe the way that you play the position?
I guess I'm a little bit smaller than everybody else, so I need to be a little bit more aggressive, but I also really need to be well positioned in the net. So I feel like that's a big thing for me, knowing where I am, but then also be that aggressive goalie. I have to get out to cover more net than most other goalies.
Obviously, everybody knows your brother Anton played here, and how big of a role did he play in you actually coming to school at Superior?
A lot. Like, he told me so much about this place, and he's pretty much everything about. Like, he's the reason I got here. If he wouldn't have went before me, I probably wouldn't have flown over the States at all. I probably stayed at home, to be honest. So he's the biggest influence for me to coming here.